So let's turn to the health concerns and bring in Dr. Regina Rodman, a head and neck surgeon and a Houston resident who'd gone downtown to the convention center to bring donations. And they said, you're a doctor, you have to stay. So she did. She's back home now. Her neighborhood spared serious flooding. She joins us by Skype. Dr. Rodman, what did you see at the convention center?
So the most shocking and overwhelming thing was just the number of people that were pouring in. In the medical area, I saw really a wide variety of things. I had one patient who was having chest pains with a history of heart problems. I had a couple older patients with COPD that were having respiratory problems, problems breathing. Same thing, we had a series of little kids with asthma who are, you know, predisposed to respiratory problems. And that was stuff that we could treat at the center with nebulizers and putting people on oxygen. I had one patient who had had a very infected elbow from a cut that he had gotten a few days ago, but because he was unable to get treatment and just kind of sitting in nasty water, it had gotten really infected.
Talk about that water for a second. I know you were inside the convention center, but we are hearing from mayors and others that a huge concern is some of, you know, what's in that water and some of the illnesses they might be facing. Plus, people don't have that much clean water. As a doctor, what are you worried about?
So in the shelter, there's always a concern about waterborne illnesses spreading. And there were some patients who were ill with like nausea and vomiting, which may be a stomach flu that they had picked up, you know, before the floods. Mm-hmm. But we're always concerned about the spread of infectious diseases. And so they're trying to, as best they can, take all the health precautions possible, like keeping cots spaced a certain amount, making sure that there's plenty of hand sanitizer, trying to get people to just throw away clothes that have been in floodwaters, because all that is infected with sewage and tar from roads and, you know.
And everything that everyone has had in their garage, you know, for probably 20 years. I mean, all of
exactly.
that is in the water. Yeah. And you mentioned cots, but you tell us you saw people and, you know, we've seen this before. This is a convention center that's set up for, I think, 5,000. They've got double that and they're catching up, but there were not enough cots.
Correct. So when I originally got there 2 days ago, I think by midnight that night, there was probably at least 1,000 people, maybe more, who didn't have any bedding. And so It was really crazy to just see. It was families, you know, sharing a blanket, sleeping on the concrete floor. At one point, they started passing out cardboard boxes, and then people were clamoring to grab cardboard boxes to use as beds.
Oh, boy. Look, what about you in your professional life? You know, there are hospitals, but they're on skeleton crews, 72-hour shifts. Are you going to be going back and doing surgeries?
Yeah, we're hoping to reopen our office and our surgery center tomorrow. Luckily, a lot of the stuff that I do is elective. So I've been in touch with my patients over email. I'm having them email me pictures of their surgical sites and their wounds to just make sure that everything looks okay.
Yeah.
And we're doing kind of like a little clinic via email.
The fact that you're a surgeon makes us think about, you know, people have everyday health issues. There are probably people who were scheduled for serious surgeries who can't get there. There are probably people who just had surgery recovering from it at a home that's flooded. I mean, what are some of the other things you think of?
Well, that was some of the things that I did see at the convention center is a couple of people who have just chronic wounds that they have a wound care nurse come and dress them and kind of provide them with care on a daily basis. And, you know, they weren't acutely infected or needing anything, but they just needed their usual scheduled help.
Were you also seeing that there's going to be a need for emotional care?
Yeah. And I think that's probably at least half of what I did the times I was at the convention center is it was hard like that. There was a patient that I mentioned I sent to the hospital for chest pain and he was there actually with his elderly mother who was also trying to take care of their family dogs. And so she had to choose between staying with the dogs or trying to go with her son to the hospital. And so just to stay and kind of comfort her and help get her tucked into bed and, you know, reassure her that I think he'll be fine and he'll probably be back in the morning. I think that was probably the best care that I provided.
Well, and we were glad you were there. That's Dr. Regina Rodman, a head and neck surgeon in Houston who went to the convention center to bring a donation. And they said, please stay. You're a doctor. Dr. Rodman, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.